at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just turned around, he embraced that tree, which was dead and drying up, and suddenly that tree just came back to full life, full blossom. It's like a fresh spring twig, fresh spring tree. And it just stood straight up, and the branches stood straight out, and all the branches were flowering, there were leaves, and there were blossoms on the flowers. And Mahaprabhu, he gave, not only did he bring that tree back to life, but he gave that tree prema by his embrace. So that tree became Krishna conscious by the embrace of the Lord, and continued to give shelter to Narahari Sakar for his bhajan the rest of his life. And it's a Kalpa Vriksha tree. So this is a leaf from that tree. So I'll just pass it around, you can put it on your head. And just by the touch, just like the Bhagavatam says, the perfection of sight is to see the great devotees of the Lord. The perfection of our ears is to hear from them, and the perfection of touch is to touch their transcendental body. So this is non-different than that tree. This very tree Lord Chaitanya embraced, he put his arms around it. So if you touch this leaf, then you're definitely going to make a lot of spiritual advancement. Ah, there's two in here. Hare Krishna. So we know from Srila Prabhupada's books, there's one very famous verse by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which Srila Prabhupada would often use to explain the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's descent into this world. Let's see if I can remember it. Vairagya Vijanija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Eke Puru Shah Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharir Dari. And I can't remember the whole thing. Hand me my verse book. Where's my verse book? Vairagya Vijanija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Eke Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari Kripam Buddha Yastamaham Pabhaje. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. This is a very famous verse. Prabhupada would often use it in his preaching to explain what is real knowledge, Krishna consciousness, what is devotional service as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotional service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and Vairagya, Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya specifically, it means detachment from that which does not foster Krishna consciousness. Of course, this principle was later enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami, that real renunciation means to engage everything in the Lord's service. It's difficult, it's impossible for us to renounce anything, because actually nothing ever belonged to us. How can you renounce something that doesn't belong to you? It's like if I walk into this temple and I make a declaration to all the devotees. From this day forward, I renounce this temple. So people are going to think I'm insane, because I never owned it. So the renunciation of the Mayavadis is actually false renunciation, because they never owned it to renounce it to begin with. And to renounce something that can be used favorably in the service of the Lord, that's also false. Everything belongs to Krishna and should be used in his service. So real Vairagya means to see that the Lord is the master and I am his servant, and all these various energies are meant to be engaged in his devotional service. So generally people have the conception of renunciation simply meaning that I just renounce everything and live like a mendicant. But better, higher renunciation is to live however we are. Grihe tako bhanidako. As a sannyasi or as a grihastha in the household, and see everything to be used in the service of the Lord. This is real renunciation. So these are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Real knowledge, which means knowledge which brings us to devotional service, not just jnana, knowledge for knowledge's sake, but real knowledge bringing us to the actual siddhanta, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service to Swayam Bhagavan, and vairagya, detachment from whatever is not favorable for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. So this is one of the essential verses. Vairagya Vidya Nidya Bhakti Yoga. And it is only one of 100 such verses given by Sarvamoha Bhattacharya. Actually, he, when was the particular moment that he wrote these verses? I don't remember the specific moment, but he composed these verses in glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now we have the other 99, and they're very, very beautiful. So I thought we could read some of them this evening. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra
Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya.
Jaya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. O my Master, O Golden Lord, I shall recite 100 verses as an offering at your lotus feet in order to bring pleasure to the virtuous who always take shelter of you. Kindly have mercy upon me. Having established the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna from home to home, Gaurahari, being overwhelmed with love of Krishna, dances in this glorious congregational chanting of the holy names. On his tongue he worships the names of Sri Hari. Oh, how wonderful! From his eyes shower hundreds of tears. All the hairs of his body incessantly stand erect out of ecstasy, and he shines with perspiration. In this way, the people learn of the eternal service which forever follows in the footsteps of the milkmaids of Braja from Sri Gaurahari, donor of the most exalted and nectarine process of devotional service. The people were fallen in the sinful life of the age of quarrel, being overwhelmed by grief and delusions, disturbed by anxieties to acquire money for spouse and relatives. Considering the situation, the Golden Lord took birth in order to protect them. Being very merciful, he made manifest his delightful form as the giver of his names. One, who out of foolishness is bereft of devotion to the glorious Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the sole protector of this cosmic manifestation, actually burns in hell. That Krishna who formerly performed pastimes with Radha in the forest bowers of Braja now dwells in the earth in the association of Gadadhar. In this age of quarrel, the herbal remedy for those fallen faint, being bitten by the fangs of the serpent of samsara, is the name of the Supreme Lord, the menial service to the exalted Vaishnavas. The medicinal herb to purify the minds of fools absorbed in sense pleasure is the faithful service of Sri Guru. The diet is the remnants of the Vaishnavas. I adore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the splendid ocean of compassion. O Universal Lord, being merciful, kindly award your service unto me. O Mahaprabhu, I beg again and again of you, mercifully give me, please give me your service, O Lord. For you are the bestower of love of Krishna to those fallen souls in the jaws of the serpent of samsara. O my Master, please protect me who have fallen and am drowning in the ocean of birth and death. You are fully capable of uplifting the distressed, therefore I am taking shelter of you. You are the protector and maintainer of all the worlds and the bestower of devotional treasures. Protect me, my Lord. Bestow your service upon me, O son of Sachi. I have heard from the Puranas of the benefits awarded by all the avatars, but there is no purificatory process superior to that awarded by you, and I have therefore come to take shelter of you. The Master sang joyfully in accents astonishingly sweet and charming to the ear as he moved in the midst of a circle made of his intimate devotees. The ornament of the three worlds, Lord Gaurachandra himself, of all attractive persons, the most attractive, dances in the supreme abode of Nilachala, the temple, like a blue mountain. Lord Hari, who had assumed a brilliant golden body, glanced jubilantly upon the best of persons, Lord Jagannath, whose loveliness is like an illuminated monsoon cloud, just to embrace him upon the lotus flower of his heart. He fell upon the earth's floor, fainting due to experiencing all of the mellows of ecstasy simultaneously. Although he was still, because he held the Lord within him, his body would sometimes tremble. From the eyes of the golden Lord came a shower of tears. From his mouth words came faltering. All of his bodily hairs stand erect. In ecstasy he rolls about on the earth. One who has unfailing devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may be considered to have rendered devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, the lords of Vrindavan, for 100 births. Just as loving devotion awakens for the lotus feet of Sri Radha, in that same way does sweet love increase in me for Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Golden mirror splendor, a beautiful face expanding like a lotus, sweet blossoming laughter, lips like ripened bimbu fruit, a form of artful grace, and a neck with three lines like a conch. The best of dancers and the most attractive person in all the three worlds, I take shelter of this Gaurachandra. Very tall and enchanting, your face radiates a delightful splendor like the moon. Your eyes resemble blossoming lotuses, your teeth rows of pearls. Fragrant flowers and fresh blossoms are the pure ornaments of your ears. Blazing bejeweled bangles bedeck your arms. O Lord, whose complexion is of pure golden hue, I worship you. O friend of all the world, O ocean of love, the populace has become full of deceit and bereft of knowledge. O my Master, kindly give them shelter at your lotus feet, for the holy name, uplifter of the fallen, has become manifest from you. Raising his arms out of compassion, Sri Gaurachandra would personally instruct all the people thus, O devotees of the Lord, chant Hari. Out of pure love, he dances for Krishna, and becoming distressed at a separation from him, his body undergoes the transformations of transcendental ecstasy as he roars cries of ha ha. He rolls about upon the earth and fainting, fixes his hands upon his heart. He makes the gift of the song of the names of Hari, Krishna, and Rama, and destroys all obstacles such as sorrow, delusion, greed, and suffering. He gives the devotional service of Lord Krishna to the multitude of devotees who are eager for the shelter of his lotus feet. I fall down swiftly to offer my prostrated obeisances to the Lord in his golden form, who holds a string of meditation beads. Your curly locks are entwined with malati and malika flowers. On your brow shines the Gaudiya Vaishnav tilak, and your cheeks are enhanced with jeweled earrings. I adore Gaurachandra, whose body is anointed by the fragrant pulp of sandalwood and aloes, whose arms are bedecked with bracelets and bangles, and on his feet ankle bells ring. How sweet is your golden body. Oh, your dhoti is reddish like the light that heralds the rising sun, and your garments are pure. You alone are auspicious for all the worlds, and you alone are supreme over all. Oh, my friend, just worship this transcendental person who is the most munificent in distributing his mercy. In the age of Kali, giving his black form of Sri Hari, he has become the gold. Giving up his black form of Sri Krishna, he has become the golden Lord, Sri Gaura. I worship that reservoir of the highest bliss, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Giving up his yellow cloth, he has now donned saffron. I take shelter of he who is the shelter for all the worlds, for he is an ocean of mercy. Once again, Lord Krishna has descended in his eternal form as Gaurachandra in order to save those who are drowning in the three kinds of sin committed to the body, the senses, and the mind. When Sri Gaura descended as an avatar in the age of quarrel, almost all sinful people became Vaishnavas, including even the most lowborn, such as the dog-eaters and others. In the age of Kali, the Vaishnavas, who purified the world, seeing a degraded and unfortunate situation, out of compassion, raised their hands and begged for the help of the names of Hari. When the Golden Lord's congregational chanting of the holy name had only just begun, the transcendental qualities of the name cleansed the ears of the living creature. Those of foul mentality, how astonishing, became pure of mind, and as they continued to hear, became intoxicated, everyone began to dance. Oh, what an astonishing thing! How wonderful! When the son of Sachi took birth in the age of Kali, women, children, dullards, fools, and indeed people of all description, all of them became fully absorbed in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everyone is seeming to chant the names of Hari and describing his qualities. Look, even the dog-eaters, and just see, the Muslims, and even the fools, for the Golden Lord has appeared in the age of Kali. Oh, how wonderful is the character of Sri Gaura Hari, and still more is that of his dear servitors. Throughout the world he spreads his gifts of love for Krishna, as well as attraction for the saintly persons who take pleasure in the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy names. His head bears a fascinating sika, which is knotted into a crest and tied by strings of pearls in wonderful patterns. On his pure and gentle brow glistens astonishing patterns of sandalwood pulp. He wears glittering earrings, and a necklace is placed upon his heart. I offer my humble obeisances unto my Lord Gaurachandra. I hanker to render service for hundreds of births together with my friends and sons to the lotus dust of the soles of his feet, of one who at all times remembers his body, mind, and words, the enchanting form, qualities, and activities, and even the dress of Sri Chaitanya. May this tongue be engaged in chanting your holy names, these two ears in hearing of you, and this mind in thinking of you. May these two eyes behold your form, and may this head ever bow down to the feet of Sri Chaitanya. The Vaishnavas are internal forms of the blissful mellows of Sri Krishna's Sankirtan movement. That's pretty far out. The Vaishnavas are internal forms of the blissful mellows of Sri Krishna Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Because they distribute the gifts of love of God, their consciousness is always purified. They are all great souls. Indeed, Lord Krishna empowers them as equal with himself, and they rescue the people from the cycle of birth and death. Let me read that one again. The Vaishnavas are internal forms of the blissful mellows of Sri Krishna Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Because they distribute the gifts of love of God, their consciousness is always purified. They are all great souls. Indeed, Lord Krishna empowers them as equal with himself, and they rescue the people from the cycle of birth and death. Even that land, which is without a trace of proper family etiquette, and is bereft of virtuous character, can still become glorious by the virtue of the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna. In the age of Kali, the protector of the universe, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, has descended as an avatar in order to save those who have escaped, who have accepted false doctrines. The news broadcast by the saints is that all avatars of the Lord are indeed capable of delivering the devoted followers who worship them. However, Sri Gaurachandra delivered both devotees and non-devotees alike with his gifts of Sri Krishna's ambrosial names. The bestower of love for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his great roars of ecstasy, swiftly attracted to Sri Govinda the minds of all the people throughout the worlds and caused detachment from degrading sense objects. In this way, when Sri Gaurachandra appeared in this material world, at every opportunity he tricked the fool, the atheist, the sinner, the drunkard, and he who was inimical to Sri Hari and the bona fide spiritual master. When Lord Gaurachandra, the most attractive personality within the three worlds, advented in this universe, all the fallen souls, the Muslims, and even fools began to wave their arms in the air, excited by the congregational chanting of the names. We also were completely fulfilled because of our taking shelter of those names of Lord Krishna. Oh, my Lord! Oh, how sweet! Oh, how sweet! How sweet is the character of the Vaishnavas! They are not influenced through faulty intelligence by those who are degraded by the contaminated qualities of the age of Kali. For now, on account of his extremely powerful mercy, Lord Sri Gaurachandra has descended to bestow the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is the quintessence of all Vedic literature. Out of his spontaneous compassion, he restored all the people back to consciousness, and through the means of his holy names enabled them to pass beyond the impassable ocean of the age of coral. Thus, by the golden moons of Sri Hari and the Vaishnavas, the news of the names of Krishna was told from person to person all over the planet. All the Vaishnavas in the world and the order of the Lord proclaimed his names from home to home, in country to country, just to deliver the fallen souls. You have to remember, this is written 500 years ago. All the Vaishnavas in the world, on the order of the Lord, proclaimed his names from home to home, in country to country, just to deliver the fallen souls. Wherever the service of the Lord, who is the protector and the creator of the universes, and wherever the congregational chanting of his names were well established, they set the worlds in peace. From the time that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the sacred form of love for Krishna, give out his gifts of love, the sinner, the ascetic, the drunkard, the dacoit, the rogue and the thief, all very grateful to him, completely abandon all their duties, their wives, and sense enjoyment as if they were deadly poison, and then, very intoxicated, loudly sang the name of Krishna until they sank exhausted into the ocean of Krishna Prema. This is so beautiful. In which Kali Yuga can the living being, who, having taken many births, not attain deliverance? Now in the age of Kali, those very living beings became submerged in the ocean of happiness by the mercy of the congregational chanting of the holy names. By the mercy of the names of Hari, a sinful person can be delivered. They were taught by Sri Krishna Chaitanya himself, Lord of the universe. He is the friend of all worlds, the bestower of the name, most merciful. His compassion resembles polished gold. He is full of all sweetness, has very charming melodious laughter, an affectionate glance, and a luster which evokes love. And may Lord Gaurachandra, the best of dancers, reveal himself in the midst of my heart. His personality is very delightful. His sole mantra is the name of Krishna. He is known throughout the world for his gifts of Krishna's names. This avatar is most unique. His hair stand erect thickly all over his body, and his vision steals away the minds of the people. May my Lord Gaurachandra, the best of dancers, reveal himself in the midst of my heart. He is the essential principle of all Vedic literature and the most complete of all complete incarnations. He destroys the evils of the age of quarrel. He reveals pure devotional service and love of God. He always stays in the company of his dear associates. He rides the waves of his pleasure pastimes. May Lord Gaurachandra, the best of dancers, reveal himself in the midst of my heart. His attraction is incomparable throughout the universe. He is highly conversant in playing dramas of the Lord's pastimes. In all the countries where he visited, he swoons out of intense attachment for Krishna. He has very profound and potent qualities. His nature is pure goodness. May my Lord Gaurachandra, the best of dancers, reveal himself in the midst of my heart. From his eyes, tears incessantly fall. His body trembles, covered with perspiration. All the hairs of his body stand on end. He is the abode of all beauty, which agitates the minds of hundreds of cupids. He is the personification of renown. May my Lord Gaurachandra, the best of dancers, reveal himself in the midst of my heart. So we'll stop there. It's halfway through. Yes.
In the beginning of the prayers, Vajitana was described as Lord Krishna's imperial representative, and he's taken up saffron cloth, sannyasi. And there are also descriptions of golden earrings and pearls tied in sika. I'm wondering if these are literal prayers or like literal. What he's seeing, he's describing, or is it more meditation? What he's seeing in his heart.
Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement when he was a young man, when he was Grihastha, actually. And along with Lord Nityananda and his various associates, after they broke out of Shivas Thakur's house and to spread the Sangatam movement all over Navadvip and the Mayapur area, Mahaprabhu actually used to wear these ornaments. And at that time, as a householder, himself and Lord Nityananda, they would wear very opulent clothes, various colors of silk. Mahaprabhu's dhoti was yellow silk color, and Nityananda Prabhu's dhoti was blue color. And they had ankle bells on, and very opulent bracelets and earrings, and their long black hair was tied in various ways, like it's mentioned here. And they wore flower garlands. And of course, they were spreading the chanting of Hare Krishna throughout this entire area for the purpose of attracting the common man, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared to deliver all types of people. At that time in Navadvip, the mood was basically dry renunciation, logic, reasoning, studying of Vedanta. Actually, it's described that before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadvip had become overcome by So many Mayavadis and false logicians, so much that is described, no one could even hear the name of Krishna. There was no discussion of bhakti or devotional service to the Lord. There was discussion of everything but devotional service to Krishna. And of course the means were to basically stay home and study Vedanta. We know that when Mahaprabhu went through Benares, then the Mayavadi sannyasis, they criticize, what is this sannyasi doing? Spiritual life means to stay home, study Vedanta, practice renunciation, become well versed in the scriptures. What is this chanting and dancing? This is for common men. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took that chanting and dancing in a very wonderful way. Anointed with sandalwood pulp and different aguru oils and flower garlands and jewels and ankle bells, and he chanted throughout the whole area of Navadvip. In this way, even the common man was attracted. Because generally, common man could not take up spiritual life. Knowledge, gyan, vairagya, etc. Only the certain persons could do that. So Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement went through these areas. The common men were immediately attracted. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandrabho. He was preaching to the common man, wake up, how long you sleep in the lap of the Maya witch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this, a very attractive form of Nagar Sangatan. And actually we're meant to carry on in the same way. We saw yesterday when we go down the street, if we simply went down the street chanting Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Vraja Hum Tam Savapapi, would be attractive. Because the devotees are exhibiting that attractive sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people become attracted, they become impressed. Actually, in these verses by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it's being described that the devotees are actually manifesting the internal potency of the sankirtan movement of Chaitanya. Through the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spreading the sankirtan movement. So he invests his transcendental qualities, his Gaura Shakti, into them, and they attract the people to his lotus feet. So the descriptions that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is giving here are actually real descriptions. Here we see Mahaprabhu is wearing pearls, bracelets, his top knot is there, he's got pearls there, he's wearing a necklace there, he has ankle bells, beautiful silk, he has nice earrings, and so forth. So in this way, Mahaprabhu challenged the Mayavadis to what is the conclusion of spiritual life. But of course, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he took sannyas because some people were not able to appreciate him or respect his teaching. So by taking the sannyas order, automatically people bowed down to a sannyasi. So by bowing down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became benefited. And at that time, he gave up the ornaments of pearls and bangles and so forth, and he was decorated with the ornaments of renunciation. As we were discussing the other day in class, renunciation is also an ornament. It's something very valuable, because without being detached from this material world, one cannot develop real attraction for Krishna. So real pleasure begins when we give up our attachments to this material world and become attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's where the real taste begins. So he exhibited even higher ornaments. His ornaments of knowledge, which he distributed everywhere, and his no ornaments of renunciation. So both descriptions are true. The descriptions of the jewels and the ornaments, that's there during the period before he took sannyas. And the description of him as a sannyasi in saffron cloth, that's described after he took the renunciation.
This is a two-part question. Firstly, many of the people in the Indian community I preach to, they're very much attached to having Gopal Krishna in their house as a deity. And was it because Prabhupada wanted to understand that there was not just one rasa with Krishna, that he did not favour the worship of Gopal Krishna? And also the second question is, when did it become prevalent that Radha Krishna was worshipped in the temples in India?
Well, the worship of the Gopal deity, called Ladu Gopal, that's prominent in the Balabhacharya Sampradaya. Mm. Balabhacharya Sampradaya is quite prominent in India. So therefore, in Vrindavan and other places, you can purchase the Ladu Gopal, the Gopal deity. Of course, we also worship that form of Krishna, especially during the month of Kartik, when we sing the Domodara Ashtakam prayers. Those are all so much about baby Krishna, stealing the milk and the yogurt from the gopis, and being chased by Mother Yasoda, etc. The devotee is praying to the Lord in that particular mood. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually introduced or sped widely the understanding of the worship of Radha and Krishna in the conjugal mood as the highest rasa. So, although we also worship the Lord in his feature as Gopal, so many of the Krishna book stories are about baby Krishna, we understand that higher than the mood of Vatsalya and other moods is the highest mood of Madhurya rasa. So, that was always there in the scriptures, of course. But through the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, they went throughout the real scriptures and extracted all those portions which led to that conclusion of Madhurya Rasa, or conjugal love for the Lord. And Mahaprabhu first introduced that understanding through his pure devotee Madhavendra Puri. It was Madhavendra Puri who exhibited the symptoms of that exalted Mahabhava, or love for the Lord, the highest love for the Lord. Actually, it's described that only three persons can taste that Mahabhava, or that most exalted love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That is Radharani herself, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri introduced that understanding through his own practical ecstasies and through his teachings, the highest mood of devotional service. And at that time, devotees were worshipping deities of Krishna. So, it was actually during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the deities of Radha and Krishna were installed, particularly the six Goswamis. And Mother Janavi, who was the wife of Lord Nityananda, she personally herself went throughout Braja and throughout Navadvip, and these places where Krishna is worshipped. And in many temples, she personally installed deities of Radharani. Previously, at that time, devotees were just worshipping Krishna and various other fellows. But when, with Madhavendra Puri and the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the worship of Radharani was also introduced, and the understanding of the highest truth being Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So that was Janavi Ma who did that.
Is there any particular temple which is very famous for that, which would be familiar to Indians today?
What do you mean, where?
Well, when you're preaching, when you're saying this to them, you know, like they go to the source of the Ganges and they have traditional places they go to. Is there any temple today which would have particular significance to them in that context when you're explaining this?
Just in Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. Because even in South India, Balaji, Venkateshwara, that deity is probably the most famous deity in India. It's the most wealthy deity, isn't it, in India? Mm-hmm. That's just a Vishnu form of the Lord. So, you know, this was mostly introduced in Braja and Navadvip. Any other questions? Okay, that was a short kirtan. And then I still have to see Jeremy.
Thank you.